Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, www.mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Now, coming up next week at the recording of this podcast, a week from today, we will be celebrating 4th of July. And our agency, like many other companies and businesses in the area, they are going to be closed on July 5th. I would venture to guess that a lot of people would be taking personal or vacation days anyway to make it a four-day holiday weekend, which is always nice. So we're going to go right along with it. All of our insurance carriers and brokers have said that they were going to be closed on July 5th. So figure we'd follow suit. Well, anyway, 4th of July is a time to celebrate the freedom of our country, the freedoms that we enjoy here, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. So a lot of things that we take for granted these days, and one time a year, I wish it would be daily, but it's one time a year that nationally we gather together and we celebrate the freedoms that our brave men and women of our military have fought over the years to gain and protect. It's a time for cookouts, for spending with family, going to the beach, enjoying your pool, your backyard, maybe going on a small vacation to get away. And of course, when evening arises, it's time for s'mores and fireworks. So this week's podcast, I thought I would share an article that I found from Prevention Magazine with 12 tips to keep your fireworks safe this holiday season, or this holiday, I don't want to say season, but this holiday. So I highly recommend that you go to our website, and that's www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower right hand side on the landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance, and it should bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to listen to this podcast later on, go ahead and hit that link anyway, and then you can type into the search box fireworks safety, and it will bring you to the article that I'm going to be sharing today. Now, the first tip that I want to share with you, again, I want you to read the full article. And if you go to mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the page, click on through to the Let's Talk Insurance blog post. I'm going to have a link to the full article from Prevention Magazine that I want you to go and read, because I'm only going to share a few of the tips. So you'll have to go to the article and read all of the 12 fireworks safety tips that they have available. Now, the first one is know your local laws. You need to know when you can light them off, what you can light off. Recently, there have been bans. In my area, one of the bans that has come across is for the Japanese lanterns, and that's those paper lanterns that's got a little, I don't know if it's candle or some sort of little wick or something that you light, and then it's like a hot air balloon. It just, the flame fills up the lantern and causes it to float in the sky. Very beautiful. But unfortunately, they can be dangerous. Several years back, we've had several in, I believe, the Grand Rapids area, and I think a couple in the Kalamazoo area where these lanterns just got blown away by the wind and ended up on somebody's roof, caught leaves or debris on the roof on fire, destroyed several homes because of these paper lanterns. So I know that that is one firework in particular in our area that is banned. You cannot have those or use those. You can get in some serious trouble if you do. So definitely check with your local laws and ordinances to see what types of fireworks you can have, what type of fireworks that you can't have. The other thing is to find out when you can light these off. Here in the state of Michigan, several years back, they changed the law where you could light off fireworks the day before, the day of, and the day after a holiday. But I believe they didn't specify which holidays that you could do this on. So people were lighting them off on like Groundhog Day and Mother's Day and, you know, Flag Day. Just, you know, none of the major holidays where people would have like a day off to enjoy fireworks and whatnot. So I believe that the ordinance has now changed. I'll have to double check it. The ordinance has now changed to it's the day before, day of, and day after a major holiday. And I think they specify there are like 8 or 12 holidays that you can light fireworks off. I think there is an exception for 4th of July. I think you're going to light them off starting July 1st and ending July 5th at midnight, as far as being able to. So, you know, starting at, you know, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning until midnight, you know, every day from July 1st through July 5th is basically the way they worked the 4th of July holiday, because that is the holiday for fireworks. That is when everybody seems to get out and want to light off their own fireworks or you know, where cities would do big firework displays. So, but definitely check your local laws to make sure when you can light them and what you can have. Because, I mean, with wildfires out west and you know, lots of hazards and dangers involved with that. So you need to know what fireworks are allowed and which ones aren't and when you can light them off. Now, the second one is important as well. Watch your firework packaging, okay? Now, when you go to the stands that are all over, you know, they're in grocery store parking lots, big box store parking lots, mall parking lots, roadside stands, you know, even, you know, like Walmart and Sam's Club and Meijer and even convenience stores are, you know, selling fireworks for people to purchase and use. But watch the packaging. Make sure that you're purchasing consumer grade fireworks and make sure that they are properly labeled and aren't damaged in any way. Okay. If you come across fireworks that have like a nondescript packaging, like it's brown paper, or there may be a handwritten note on the outside of the package, there's no like safety information. You definitely want to stay away from that stuff, because the nondescript brown paper stuff it tends to be items that a professionally trained pyrotechnician would handle. So you definitely want to make sure that your fireworks are labeled properly, that the fireworks themselves are not damaged. You know, because if it's damaged, you have no idea what will happen once you light that fuse. Is it going to go off properly? Is it going to go wonky on you? So make sure that when you do choose your fireworks, make sure that the labels are clear and that the package is not damaged in any way. The next tip I want to share with you is keep pets inside. Most animals become extremely frightened by the loud noises and the burning smells emitted from the fireworks. They're going to want to run away. They're going to want to run away and hide. you definitely don't want to torture your pet by having them outside. It's nice to have Fluffy out there and enjoy the barbecue with the rest of the family. You think that they would want to see the bright, colorful lights in the sky and have a good time. But again, you know, the dogs are animals are very sensitive. I say dogs because I own a couple of dogs. But animals are very sensitive to loud noises and then to strange smells. If they get a burning smell, or if they smell smoke or something like that, then they have this instinct that they need to get away. It's a self-preservation instinct that they need to get away. So, you know, keep them inside, keep them safe. That's going to be your best option. If Fluffy wants to see fireworks, then go on YouTube, on your TV, or on your device and show Fluffy fireworks. You know, those fireworks that you see on YouTube, they don't smell, and you can turn down the volume if you need to. So keep that in mind. The next tip I want to share with you is don't light fireworks in your hand. Just don't do it. A couple years back, a football player, ended up blowing off several of his fingers because he lit a firework in his hand and it went off. It just went off in his hand. He wasn't expecting it to go off, but it went off and he lost several fingers. You hear about that every year. Emergency rooms and urgent care centers have people that get hurt from fireworks that they think that they can quick light and throw and end up making a mistake. So definitely don't light fireworks in your hand. Make sure that you put the firework on a stable surface. Read the instructions for like a Roman candle or like a spinner or anything like that. Read the instructions to see how you're properly supposed to set that up to make sure that they don't fly into anywhere that could be dangerous, like, you know, whether it's a roof of a home or in the bushes or even at people. So definitely follow the instructions when it comes to lighting off your fireworks. And lastly, I want to share this tip again. There are 12 tips on the prevention website article that I want you to check out. So if you go to mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the landing page, just click on through to Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to the blog post, and I'll have a link to the article so that you can get the rest of the 12 fireworks safety tips. Now, this last one is don't drink and light fireworks. You need to be clear-headed. You need to be focused when lighting fireworks. You need to keep an eye on, where's this firework gonna go? Do I have water on hand? You know, are kids far enough away? You've got so many plates up in the air when it comes to lighting fireworks, and you don't need to be muddied with alcohol to slow your reflexes in case something were to happen. Just like you shouldn't drink and drive, you shouldn't drink and light off fireworks. It's a very, very important safety tip for you. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can shoot us an email too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, that is going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week and a very, very safe and wonderful 4th of July holiday. Take care.